We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In many years past, we'd be sitting there last night looking at the bracket selection show, Selection Sunday, and going, okay, where are the Huskies ending up? Well, the exception of the women, I don't think the men will be there, will they? Don Mamore is with us. He's been covering this just extremely well. The whole dismissal of Kevin Ollie, or, you know, he, technically, is he dismissed? Don, first of all, nice work this weekend. That was great.
Well, thank you very much, Ray. Appreciate it.
Okay, so, you know, you began with a piece, I think, a couple of days ago saying, you know, going into the AAC tournament, what's the future of Kevin Ollie? Well, now we know. The fact is, he has been the key here, right, is essentially kind of the just cause. Is that where the issue is at the moment?
Well, that's where the issue is as far as, you know, whether he's going to be paid the money that's
exactly
remaining on his
contract.
He's gone. I don't think there's any way that this could be resolved with him returning to the job. I don't think that's possible. But so, you know, his future is he will not be coaching, you know, UConn next year. The question is going to be what's to be made of, you know, the 3 years and $10 million or so in salary that's remaining on his contract.
What was the reason for? In other words, on what grounds were the just cause? Was that that clause invoked?
Well, it was invoked mainly because the program is under scrutiny of the NCAA, and you know I don't have the contract in front of me, but you know, some of the things that are in there is he's got to be in compliance with NCAA rules, and there cannot be, you know, serious misconduct. Now, the NCAA inquiry is pretty wide-ranging. It's pretty sweeping. We know it involves the recruiting practices, but also it involves some impermissible workouts in the summer, you know, perhaps with people who are not involved in the program and therefore can't be involved in the workout. So that could be the infractions. And the question is whether that would rise to the level of being serious enough for them to be able to invoke the just cause,
right,
procedure. So it's going to be probably a complicated, long, and somewhat messy process to sort that out. And I do apologize, my voice is a little bit hoarse.
That's okay.
But, you know, it's going to be a long and probably messy process, Ray. And, you know, I would not be surprised if the sides end up meeting in the middle and settling. But in the meantime, they've both staked out their positions. You know, UConn wants to pay nothing, and, you know, Kevin Ollie, you know, wants
right.
the whole $10 million.
In your most recent story, you quote Michael Bailey, who's the UConn chapter of the AAUP, and he's saying, wait a minute, nothing's been proven here, so is that really, you know, is it justified to dismiss him?
Right. Well, well, he's entitled to a hearing, at which time, you know, the athletic director, David Benedict, is going to have to present the evidence or the proof that he has. And I think that's when, you know, that's when the fur will fly.
But as you know, and I know, that these NCAA investigations, that they are pretty secret, or has stuff leaked out?
Yeah, well, they're secret, and they're and they take a long time. But the school also has conducted its own internal review, and the question, I believe, is whether or not the school itself has enough proof that there are NCAA violations and therefore can invoke the clause.
If you would like to also get an idea where you go from here, this notwithstanding, you did a nice piece the other day on who some of the prospects might be. It'll be interesting to see. Hey, Dom, nice work. Thanks for being on.
You got it, Ray. Anytime.
All right. Dom Amore of the Hartford Courant.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.